The Lord gave me a burden for this meeting. In Revelation chapter 10. Revelation 10 and 1. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head. And his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roared. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are therein are, and the earth and the things that are therein, and the sea and the things that are therein, that there should be time no more. I remember when I was a boy, maybe 5 or 6 years old, and another child told me, the world is going to come to an end. And I said, oh no, the world is not going to come to an end. But here's the word of God. I learned something better than that. There is coming a day that an angel of marvelous sight will stand with one foot on land and one on the sea and swear to him that created heaven and earth that time would be no longer. Then everything comes to an end. We're not used to that. We don't know what that's going to be like. To us, time is like a river that flows and flows. Like a river that no man can stop. And it seems like time will always be with us. But I'm telling you, there's coming a day when time shall be no more. I remember going to Jefferson, Oregon, maybe a couple of years ago. And I had not been to Jefferson, Oregon since 1973. And I went there to the Saints Chapel. And between my two visits, from 2007, I think it was, they built a chapel. And when I was there in my visit, I saw this chapel for the first time that had been built after 1973. And there was a sidewalk out in front of the chapel, and I looked at that sidewalk and it looked very old. And I realized so much time has passed since I was here. This sidewalk was new since but now it looks like a very old sidewalk. You know, our life has a way of getting away from us. We went to Fort Smith, Arkansas, where I lived with my family for about 6 years. And Fort Smith has a large river that flows kind of around and over the city. And they have a saying that a lot of water has passed under the bridge since that time. I thought about that. I left my job in Fort Smith after being with the company about 6 years. I left my job and we moved to Oklahoma. And I went back to visit that company after about 15 years. And I thought about that great river that was still flowing there and how much water must have flown. Must have gone under those bridges. Time is going on and going on. But I want to tell you, there's coming a time that time will run out. Oftentimes we wish that we just had a little bit more time. I'd like to read in Matthew, the 18th chapter. Matthew 18 and 23. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. I don't know why this servant got into such deep debt. You know, people have big plans in life. They have big dreams. I want to do this. I want to build this house. I want to do all these things. I want to get my education. And somehow this servant got himself in a whole lot of debt. But you know what happened? His time ran out. And the day came that he had to give an account of all of this money. Did you know tonight that your time is going to run out? And the things that the Lord has offered you in life, you're going to have to give an account of that. So what did this servant do? He didn't realize it was going to be so soon that his time would run out. So he pled with the Lord, oh, please, have patience with me. In other words, just give me a little bit more time. You know, lots of times we wish, I just wish I had a little bit more time. I'm not quite ready, Lord. I'm not quite ready for you to require an account of me right now. Please have a little more patience and give me a little more time. We heard about Hezekiah in this meeting, 2 Kings, the 10th chapter.
We have a church. Children.
In 2 Kings, I don't have the exact place here. Hezekiah was told that the time has come for you to die. And Hezekiah turned to the Lord and asked the Lord, Lord, have mercy on me. He pointed the Lord to his life, how he had served the Lord with a perfect heart. Chapter 20, 2 Kings 20?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. His time had run out. The prophet came to him and said, this is your time. Sometimes time runs out too quick, and we feel like I don't want my time to be over yet. So he turned to the Lord and prayed, and what did the Lord do? The Lord had mercy and gave him some more time. You know what happens when a person reaches the end of their life? They start looking back over their life. A young person doesn't look much to the past. A young person looks to the future.
That's right.
They're looking forward to the things that are going to happen. But when a person gets old, they don't have much future to look forward to.
Yes.
So they start looking to the past. And they start telling you, back when I was a young man, this happened to me and that happened to me. They're looking back over their life. Well, Hezekiah looked back over his life. And he reminded the Lord how he had served the Lord. When we reach the end of our way, it is a time that we look back over our life. They say that people, when they have near-death experiences sometimes, that their whole life flashes before their eyes. Perhaps the opportunities where they have heard the gospel and turned it down, perhaps that comes by their mind. And the time that they heard somebody praying for them, maybe that flashes by their mind. And some of the sins they had committed, all of this coming before their mind in a moment of time. Realizing my time is almost gone. It's almost too late. I'm almost ready to leave this world. Time is running out tonight. How is it with you tonight? Do you wish you had a little bit more time? Just a few months ago, we went to a funeral of a 5-year-old boy, Andre. Now, Andre's mother, I believe, was from Honduras.
Yeah.
And she married a young man from Wichita, Kansas. And they went to the Monarch camp meeting and were there with the saints.
That's right.
And Andre was in children's meeting. And here was a little boy that had a connection to Honduras, and Kaylee sat by him in children's meeting. But then it was time to go home. So they left that afternoon. And the car didn't get very many miles away from the campground.
That's right.
And another car just ran the stop sign and hit them and knocked them off the road. And little Andre's time ran out.
That's right.
His parents weren't ready for that. Time ran out. I want to tell you, folks, it's a serious thing.
Yes.
We may feel like I've got time, but time is running out.
Yes.
You know, I imagine his mother wanted to see him growing up.
That's right.
His father may have wondered, who's he going to marry? I wonder what kind of job he's going to have. But he never had those opportunities because time ran out.
Yes.
You know, there are a lot of opportunities that people think they have. But time is going to run out.
Amen.
I want you to consider tonight.
Yes.
You don't know when your time will be over.
That's right.
I want to urge you, if there's something in your life where you look at your heart and your heart is not perfect, remember time is running out.
Yes.
And I urge you to fix that thing before it is too late.
Amen.
The people say, oh, but that won't happen to me. That happened to that boy, yes, but that's not going to happen to me. How many people do you think have thought that? Their time ran out. Psalms chapter 90. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, return ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Time doesn't mean so much to God.
That's right.
1,000 years can flow by, but to God it's like the watchman spent one night.
Yes.
And it's over. Thou carriest them away as in a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up, and in the evening it is cut down and withered. You know, time runs out.
Yes.
And people's lives are over. And it's time to leave this world.
Amen.
For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath we are troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. A tale that is told. Somebody tells a story, and so quickly it is gone. The days of our years are 70 years. 70 years. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Verse 12, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Lord, help me to realize that I don't have much time in this world, and my time is quickly slipping away. Teach me, Lord, to apply my heart to wisdom. There have been times that I've looked in the mirror and I've been surprised, and I realize, you know, time is getting away from me. There have been times I thought, it doesn't seem very long ago, that I was just a little boy running around climbing trees, and time has slipped away.
Amen.
Our time is running out tonight.
Yes.
Sinner, your time is running out.
Yes, sir.
You only have so much more time, and you will have your last drink of cold water.
Yes.
And it will be gone. Time is running out.
Yes, sir.
In Romans, the 13th chapter, Romans 13 and 11. Knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. Do you know what time it is? It's time to do something about our souls.
Amen.
But people don't realize how quickly time runs out. Sometimes I speak to sinners about their souls, and they tell me, oh yes, I want to be saved. I want to make it right before I die. And then sometimes I ask them, when are you going to die? And they just kind of look at me. They don't know the answer. They don't know how much time they have until time runs out. Time is getting away. I want to tell you about three people, three men that I knew that lived here in Politilli. One was a young man. I spoke to this young man a number of times about his soul. I was concerned about him. I was concerned because he was on the downward road. And he felt like he had more time. But one day, time ran out. About 2 weeks before he died, he brought up his soul to me. And that surprised me. He was the type of young man that didn't say very much, didn't have very many words. But he told me, I'm thinking about it. And I said, you're thinking about what? And he kind of nodded toward this chapel. And I said, you're thinking about getting saved? And he nodded his head. And I told him, don't think too long. I had no idea that his time was almost over. But his time ran out quickly one day. And oh, how little opportunity he had to call on the Lord. Time has carried souls into eternity. During the 7 years that we lived here, so many souls from this island went out into eternity. Another man that lived right here in Politilli was a middle-aged man. And there were different times that I prayed with him here at the altar. Would you like to be saved? What are you looking for from the Lord today? Well, I'm not quite ready. When we were here in June, I saw him out here on the road walking his dog. And he was friendly like normal. And we talked a little bit, but it seemed like he was in a real hurry. And I thought it was a little strange. You're just out walking your dog and you seem like you're in such a hurry. I wonder if he sensed my time is short. We went back to the States and I was on the job one day and my phone rang. You remember that man? Yes. Well, his time had run out. It is a serious thing. Listen, let's not gamble with our souls tonight. Let us be careful. We don't know how much time we have, but until our time runs out. There was an old man that lived in Politilli. I was concerned about his soul. And he would talk about his body, how he wasn't feeling so good. And to me, that ought to be a good warning to us. Look, when we get down to being old, when our body starts to fail, we need to realize our time is going to run out. There's coming a time we're not going to get up in the morning anymore. We're not going to eat any more iguana. We're not going to taste any more fresco. There's coming a time that our time is all going to run out. I spoke to him different times, concerned. And one day, so unexpectedly, so quickly, his time ran out. And he had other plans. There were other things that he was going to do that I knew. He wasn't expecting that. But his time ran out. How is it with you tonight? I want to ask you, how much time do you have? Are you ready to meet the Lord tonight? John Hicks strangled his mother-in-law. He choked her to death. While high on cocaine in 1985 and later suffocated his 5-year-old stepdaughter. John Hicks was taken to a court of law, tried, convicted, and sentenced to death. John's execution was scheduled for 10 a.m. on November 29, 2005. John, your time is going to run out. Prison employees make a record. They check down what the condemned man does in his last hours.
Come on.
So they made this record of what John was doing in his final hours before time ran out. While they're sitting at a desk across from this little room where they keep the condemned man that's getting ready to die. And this room is 12 feet by 14 feet. And it's only 17 steps from the death chamber where he leaves this world. Here is the story of some of John's last actions before John's time ran out. John Hicks is trying to reach his mother, but a recording says her phone isn't taking calls right now. It's 6 a.m. and John has been up almost an hour. He's shaved, made his bed, gotten dressed, and read for a while in his cell. At 10 minutes after 6, he says he'll pass on the prison breakfast. At 6:25 a.m., he changes his mind and chooses a couple of sweet rolls. 9 minutes later, he brushes his teeth, then sits down to read the Bible. John's time is running out. At 6:40 a.m., he tries to call Mom again. Still, no luck. If you were running out of time, what would you do in your last moments?
Come on.
Mom, I just want you to know I love you. No answer. Mom, I don't have much time. Please answer the phone.
Yes.
My time is running out. I imagine John was pacing that floor, back and forth.
Yes.
My time's running out.
Hey, Mom.
What else can I do? Another drink of water.
Let's go.
Let me read a few more scriptures. Maybe I can get ready. His time was running out.
Hey, Mom.
It's now 6:44 a.m. John doesn't have long to complete the call now. In a little more than 3 hours, he's scheduled to be killed. 7:04 a.m. John closes the window in his cell, talks with the minister, then speaks with his lawyers, his attorneys. At 8:08 a.m., a guard gets John's mother on the phone. She and her son talk for the last time, for 4 minutes. John then requested to speak to the preacher once again. John spends the next hour talking to the preacher, reading the Bible and drinking from a cup of water. John's time is running out. At 9:39 a.m., the execution team leader sits on a chair next to John and explains the execution process. John, here's what's getting ready to happen to you. We're going to take you into this room. And we're going to strap you down to this bed.
Yes.
And then they are going to come and they're going to take some needles. And they're going to put it in your blood veins, John. And then when they give the word, they're going to let some fluids flow into your veins. And John, in a short matter of time, you will no longer be conscious.
Amen.
And then they will send some other fluid in there. And it's going to start shutting down your body. Your time is almost over. And here's how it's going to happen. You know, the people that John killed didn't have that opportunity. They didn't have somebody to explain to them, you have this much more time in your life. To say goodbye to your loved ones. To get down and pray, to read the Bible. They didn't have that opportunity. You may not have that opportunity either. You may be in a car accident and so quickly you're out of this world. Time runs out to a point sometimes.
Yes, Lord. Have mercy.
Yes. The execution team leader explained the execution process. They shake hands and the team leader left the cell and secured the door. At 9:44 a.m., John sits quietly in the cell front. John takes another drink from the cup. At 10:20 a.m., the warden announced the time that John had died. This time had run out. It seems sad, doesn't it?
People.
That somebody would be put to death. But I want to tell you, every one of us here, our time is running out.
Amen.
You know, we're almost at the end of this meeting.
Yes.
There has been opportunity after opportunity. Will you come and be saved?
People.
Songs have been called. Prayers have been prayed. There has been fasting for this meeting.
Yes.
And time is running out.
Yes.
No matter what we do, it seems like some souls just let their time run out.
People.
And go right on out into eternity. In Job chapter 7, Job 7 and 1. Is there not an appointed time to man upon earth? Are not his days also like the days of an hireling? As a servant earnestly desireth the shadow, and as an hireling looketh for the reward of his work, so am I made to possess the months of vanity, and the wearisome nights are appointed unto me. When I lie down, I say, when shall I arise, and the night be gone? I am full of tossings to and fro unto the dawning of the day. When a man is working on a job, maybe doing hard work out in the sun, and he keeps watching, is the sun getting closer to the time that I can leave for the day? When am I going to be able to get my pay? Looking at the watch, maybe 1 hour more. Earnestly, he's interested in that time, that his time will run out. That's the way our lives are. A very short time, and we're going to get our reward. Whether it is a reward of eternal damnation, or a reward of eternity in heaven. Verse 6, my days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle, and are spent without hope. Oh, remember that my life is wind. Mine eyes shall see no more good. The eye of him that hath seen me shall see me no more. Thine eyes are upon me, and I am not. Very soon, the eyes that see us will see us no more. As the cloud is consumed and vanisheth away, so he that goeth down to the grave shall come up no more. He shall return no more to his house, neither shall his place know him anymore. Time is running out. In Ecclesiastes it says, man goeth to his long home. So many people are preparing for their short home here on earth. They spend so many years getting their education. They work so hard to accumulate. And they are making this earth their home. That every man is going to his long home. Our time is running out. In 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 3, there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. You say the Lord is coming. You say I'm going to have to stand before God and give an account. The time just keeps going on. The sun keeps coming up in the morning. We keep having rainy season and hot season. And rainy season and hot season. Time just keeps going. What are you talking about? Time is running out. The songwriter had a vision of the end of time. He said, I saw then the judge in his splendor as he stepped to his great judgment seat and thought of the crashing of ages when time and eternity meet. Did you know there is a day coming when time will come to an end? When that angel steps on the sea and the land and raises his hand. Oh, what a sight that will be.
Yes.
How that will catch our attention.
Amen.
And he says time will be no more. Oh, what a crashing of the ages. What a time that time comes to an end.
Amen.
And a long eternity begins.
Yes.
Are you ready tonight?
Yes.
Time is running. We are approaching that day.
Yes.
Are you ready tonight?
Amen.
I thought of the crashing of ages when time and eternity meet. For time, who has laid many millions to slumber in death's silent shade, shall reel at eternity's presence and sleep in the tomb he has made. There are people buried here on Roatan that everyone has forgotten. We don't know how many pirates are buried here. How many of the Paiute Indians are buried here. How many people that were running drugs that got shot and killed and died here in the bush. We don't know that. Time has laid many millions in their graves. Time is running out. Time is going to get you. And you will be in your grave. Are you ready tonight? In Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. There is time in life. There is a time to be born and a time to die. God gives each one of us some time. A time to be born and a time to die. And some time between those two to do some things. Some time to work. Some time to eat. Some time to sleep. Some time to build our house. Some time to plant our cassava. All these things the Lord allows us some time to do. But there does come a time that we must die.
Amen.
Time runs out. During this time, before we die, God gives us time to seek Him.
Amen.
He sends messages of warning.
Yes.
He sends messages of love.
Amen.
Oh soul, be afraid.
Yes.
You must die.
Yes.
Be prepared to meet God.
Amen.
God gives us time to talk to our hearts.
Yes.
And for up to ask us, come to me. If you're heavy laden, if you're laboring under sin tonight, come to me.
Yes.
And I will give you rest. God has given time for that tonight.
Yes.
Before time runs out. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And verse 2. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted. Did you know tonight is an accepted time?
Yes.
Amen.
There will come a time that God's mercy will run out.
Yes.
Time will be gone.
That's right. Amen.
Time will run out from you, but now is the time accepted.
Yes.
For you to get ready to meet the Lord.
Amen.
In a time accepted and in the day of salvation, I have suffered or strengthened thee. Behold, now is the accepted time.
Amen.
Are you wondering when you will be saved? I have asked that question before. When are you going to get saved? Tomorrow. Now, Homer Seco likes to go to Wendy's. And he says, my daddy's going to carry me to Wendy's tomorrow. Then the next day, my daddy's going to carry me to Wendy's tomorrow. Well, you know, people live their lives that way sometimes. Tomorrow is the day. Tomorrow I will be saved, but the scripture says now is the time.
Amen.
Now is the time to run for your life. While there is time, it is time accepted.
Yes.
To get ready to meet the Lord. Behold, now is the accepted time.
Amen.
Behold, now is the day of salvation. The song asks the question, have you any time for Jesus? While the fleeting moments roll, is this mortal life so busy that you cannot save your soul? You don't have time to get your soul ready. Have you any time for Jesus? Can it be life's journey through that you have no time to serve Him who has spent His life for you? Time for business. People have plenty of time for business, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, they work hours and hours.
Yeah.
Time for pleasure. You see any tourists that have time for pleasure down here?
Oh, yes.
Oh, they love pleasure. Oh, they spend money for pleasure. They got time. Come on out to church with us tonight. Oh, no.
Can't make it.
They got time for pleasure, though.
Amen.
Time for business. Time for pleasure. Time to revel on and sin. I'm sorry, there's a party. I'm heading on up to the bar. That's what people will tell you.
That's right.
That's what they've got time for.
That's right.
Do you have time for Jesus tonight?
Amen.
Do you have time to get your eternal soul ready? Oh, I tell you, I know people that lived here, and their time has run out.
That's right.
And I'm afraid there's someone here tonight that the time is going to run out.
Amen.
Oh, I love the souls here. We spend time here. We love you. That there are some souls that the time is running out.
Amen.
Will you consider tonight? Will you not take time for Jesus? Oh, invite Him to come in. If you have no time for Jesus, ere you pass beyond the blue, in the resurrection morning, you will have no time for Jesus. Soon, the summons from the portals. The call's going to come in someday.
Yes.
Doug, it's your time.
Amen.
I can't say no.
Amen.
The time comes before we expect it sometimes.
Yes.
That's right.
Lord, they were too young. We were ready for this. I shouldn't have to bury my own child. Time runs out.
Yes.
Yes.
Soon, the call from heaven. Soon the summons from the portals of the mansions in the sky may be sounding your departure. You must then take time to die. Tonight is the night.
Yeah.
Last night of the meeting. Come on, man.
Amen.
Let's stand and have a song.
Amen.